I'm going to read one verse and then we'll get to the message. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for another day, for your blessings, and for the reading of your word, God. God, and I pray, God, now, Lord, you'd help us as we expound on this. Lord, you move in this service. God, you help me, dear God, tonight. God, I can't do this by myself, Lord, and I know that, Lord. And I pray, God, you just help your word to strengthen each and every one in this building, each and every one under the sound of my voice, God. And, Lord, we'll make sure Jesus gets lifted up and glorified in it all. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Several weeks ago, let me say this. When Brother Johnny Hughes passed away, Brother Johnny Hughes gave me all of his CDs and soundtracks and everything like that. And Brother Johnny got a soundtrack in there, and if I'd have thought about it, I would have probably brought that tonight and maybe tried to sing the song, but I didn't. But y'all remember when Preacher Jim McComas came several years ago? He sang a song, and he was up here singing, and he said that he told the story of a man, and I think the guy's name was Chuck Lawrence, had wrote the song. Chuck Lawrence was a good songwriter, and his brother was kind of jealous of him, so he was fussing about it. His brother said, "Seems like you just write songs, and they just go all over the place. The Lord just blesses. I tell you what," said, "Won't you just write a song about dirt?" Y'all remember that? And he wrote a song, "God Don't Treat Me Like Dirt." Preacher Jim sang that song. And I've been thinking about that last few weeks, and that's what I want to treat. That's what I want to preach on tonight. Not treated like dirt. When you think about where you came from and where you're going to return, amen. And you think about, I'm gonna say some things tonight that's going to probably catch us a little off guard, because there's some things that I didn't realize, Skip, until I got to studying this. Number one, let's look at our origin. Our origin is humble. Notice what the Bible said. The Bible said that God formed us from the dust, not even good dirt. Oh, some of y'all think you was formed out of the topsoil. Some of y'all think God just took a piece of granite rock and just formed you and put you. Oh no, you dust just like everybody else. Now, when you look up that word dust right there, that word dust comes from the Hebrew word afara, and it means dust as a powder or gray, mud or ashes. It could be dust, earth, ground, mortar, powder, or even rubbish. Amen. That's where we came from. And to understand, God didn't even take good topsoil and make us. This shows our weakness and how we got to depend on God for everything, Wes. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2 says this: "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Psalm 62 verse 5 through 8 says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us." Selah. God had a plan for plain dirt, and you it. Think about that now. Where we come from, we come from the dust of the earth, and God breathed into this the life of the flesh, amen? God breathed life into the dirt. The dirt came alive when God breathed into it. It's still that way today. Now listen, the Bible says in John chapter 20, Jesus had just gotten raised from the dead. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive the Holy Ghost." Amen. In other words, Jesus breathes on us. And when we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in. The dirt had a job after God breathed on it. The Bible says in verse 15 in Genesis chapter 2, and the Lord took God, and the Lord God took man and put him into the garden and told him to dress it and keep it. And when God breathes on us, you and I still got a job. It's to witness for him. Amen. It ain't to come to church. It ain't to come to church and worship, and that, all that's part of it. It ain't to come to church and study. All that's part of it. But our job is to witness and to tell everybody about Jesus. Amen. I know Brother Donald probably heard this. You go to the hospital, and you tell them you want to go see Preacher Wayne Deals. Went in there the other day, one of the ladies at front said, is he still up there preaching? I said, I don't know. I ain't got there yet. Well, he was up there preaching earlier this morning. You go in there and you talk to the nurses. Has he been preaching? Oh, yeah, he's been telling us about the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. And we ain't supposed to wait until on our deathbed to do it. Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. And understand, now listen, dirt don't define our worth. Listen, Psalms 139, 13 and 14 says this, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right where. Our value is not what we're made from, but by who made us. Did y'all hear what I just said? Your value ain't by what you're made from. Your value is by who made you. Think about this. Michelangelo, they'd bring in canvas with nothing on it. He'd take cheap canvas and paint something on it, Brother Ralph, and it'd be worth millions. So it ain't about what you're made from. It's about who made you. A story was told of a man who loved old books. Now listen to this. Who loved old books. He met an acquaintance who had just thrown away a Bible that had been stored in the attic of his ancestral home for generations. He said, I couldn't read it, the friend explained. Somebody named Guten something or another had printed it. And the man said, not Gutenberg. The book lover exclaimed in horror. That Bible was one of the first books ever printed. Why, a copy of it just sold for over $2 million. His friend was unimpressed. He said, mine wouldn't even brought a dollar. He said, some guy named Martin Luther had scribbled all over it in German. He didn't know the worth of what he had.
Amen.
Listen to me. You don't know the worth of what you are, but your Heavenly Father does. You don't know what God can do with your life, but your Heavenly Father does. I forget who it was. It might have been in Sunday school or somebody preaching here said this here a while back, and I thought about it, and when they said something to this effect, Brother Donald, the world has yet to see what God can do with a man who is totally devoted to him. Amen. I don't know, there have been some good people down through the years that's done some good work for the Lord, amen. I read another little story, said James Whistler, which was an American artist, he was never bashful about his talent. In other words, he was kind of bragging. He was waiting on a shipment of canvases to come in so he could paint on them. And something happened to them, and they got lost at sea. And they said, we hope it wasn't valuable, or was it valuable to you? He said, not yet. It was going to be, but not yet. You've yet to reach your full potential. You listen to what I'm saying. We got some young people in this church. You've yet to reach your full potential. You've yet to see what God can do with your life if you'll let him. See, the problem is if we ain't careful, we get to thinking, well, I'm just dirt. And I know we say that a lot of times. I'm just dirt. What can God do? What can God do with dirt? Look at some of the people that God's used over the years. Amen. Yes, we're made of dirt, but God don't treat us like dirt. Amen. Even though he knows you. Yeah. Hello. even though he knows you, he still don't treat you like dirt. God is gentle with us. He knows how fragile we are. He knows how fragile these bodies can be. The least little thing can wipe us out. I was thinking about this today. You know, Brother Dale had a prayer request for Jacob the other day. Got bit by a tick. That stuff can kill you. Little bitty things like germs that you can't even see will take you out. Bees can take you out. I mean, you think about snakes and spiders and different things like that. But God knows how weak you are, and God knows how fragile we are, but God don't exploit that. God covers us with his mercy and his grace, and God takes, just like with Jacob, God's going to bring Jacob through this because we're praying for him, amen? God covers us with his mercy and his grace because he knows how fragile we are. Just because you're like you are dirt don't mean God treats you like dirt. Where would we be if God treated us like we really are? I don't even want to think about that, amen? That scares me. But you got to understand, God uses dirt. God uses dirt to grow things, amen? The Bible says in John chapter 12, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Just like that seed needs soil to grow. Sometimes our low points in our life, sometimes our down points in our life, sometimes the lowest valley we're in is where God's going to use us to be to the greatest. Just like preacher was preaching the other morning about how the other nutrients on the side of those mountains come down in that valley. It's in that valley that things grow pretty. It's in that valley that God can water it. It's in that valley that God can use you. It's in that valley that God can grow you and help you, and not only help you, but help others. Amen. I was talking to a friend of mine who's going through a hard time right now. And he asked me this. He said, when I get out of this situation, would you let me stand in your pulpit? I said, yes. What a witness. What a testimony. You see, sometimes Chucky's able to help other parents because of what him and Dusty's had to go through. Amen. Now, if they went back, they would not want to go through that. That was a valley. But God was still there. What's the old song? Even in the valley, God's good. Even in the valley, God's still there. When Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, he meant exactly what he said. He didn't say, I'm going to be with you when you're bouncing on the mountaintop. He said, when you're going down into the valley, he's with you. When you're at the lowest point in that valley, he's with you, glory to God. And when you're coming back up on the other side of the mountain, guess who's still right there with you, amen? That's him. Understand, God uses dirt to grow things. Our low points can help other people. And see, that's the part we want to, we don't want to go through those low points. I don't want to hurt, preacher. I don't either. But guess what? You're in this thing called life, and we all going to go through it. Amen. Every one of us. And God can use that. If I think about what I'm getting ready to tell you now. In a lot of the bad times in the Bible, Jesus stooped down and did something with dirt. John chapter 8, we all know the story, verse 6 through 8. They said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him, but Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he had heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. We all know the story. The woman that caught in the very act of adultery. She is brought to Jesus by all this religious crowd. She is brought in. She is guilty as sin. There ain't no getting away from it. She's guilty. She was caught in the very act. In other words, they didn't have to bring her to Jesus. You listen to what I'm saying. They didn't have to bring her to Jesus. Thank God they did. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all something. Hey, when you see me fall, don't just stomp on me right there. Go ahead and take me to Jesus, amen. When you see me make a mistake, don't just talk about me. Pick me up and take me to Jesus, amen. Because Jesus will know what to do. You don't know what to do. Jesus will know what to do. They get there, they throw her down in front of Jesus, and the Bible says Jesus stooped down into the dirt. I've never thought about it until I was studying this. Maybe Jesus went down to the dirt to make a point to all them. See, this religious crowd knew Genesis chapter 2. Just to let them know, Steve, y'all do realize you ain't nothing but dirt too. She might have been caught in adultery, but you made from the same stuff that she's made from. See, all your enemies, all the folks that's done you wrong over the years, guess what? You made from the same stuff they made from. See, the problem is we don't want to think about that. I can just see them now, you know. They come in west, and we've all seen the Easter play, and they throw it down. They got them rocks. I am a Pharisee. I am this. I am that. This woman is guilty. She is guilty of sin. She's caught in the very act of adultery. And let me just go ahead and understand this when I say this, Dale. I'm glad they brought her to Jesus. They didn't have to, because they could have stoned her where she was at. But praise God, they brought them to Jesus. Ain't it amazing how we can be mad as fire, or we can be upset about something, and when we get to Jesus, Jesus makes you realize, hey, you ain't no better than the one that hurt you. Hello. We all just dirt. My wife said something, I will never forget it. My wife said something, we were still in that first brick building. She said, I realize that everybody's made of dirt. And I realize that if I don't expect no more from you than dirt, then you can't hurt my feelings. And if you don't expect no more from me than dirt, I can't hurt your feelings. But see, we ain't like that. Sometimes I wear my feelings out on my shoulder. I want everybody to see it. And I got to realize, I'm just dirt. Amen. I'm just dirt. Now, don't you notice something else? At that point, that woman probably felt lower than dirt. And Jesus made her realize, hey, I made you too. You got to see, in our lowest place, in our lowest time of our life, in the lowest part of your life, in your deepest valley you've ever been in your lowest sin you've ever been in, Jesus did not turn his back on you. Jesus did not treat you like dirt. Jesus loved you. Hey, the Bible says that Jesus looked at this woman and said, woman, where art thou accusers? She said, Lord, I have none. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He could have condemned her. He could have had her killed. But aren't you glad when you was at your lowest point that Jesus didn't treat you like dirt? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad at your lowest point that Jesus didn't go over there and kick off his sandals and push you to the side? He had every right to. He didn't have to die on that cross for you. You ain't that good. You ain't nothing but dirt. But glory to God, he came down, took on a dirt form so that you and I could see how we're supposed to live, and he did it right. From dirt to destiny. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says this. Now listen. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What that says is God takes heavenly treasures and puts them in earthly vessels. Now, I saw preacher Jim McComas preach this passage of scripture just a few weeks ago, and he had a clay pot, just a terracotta pot. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He took that thing, put it in a bag, and hit it with a hammer and broke it. He read this scripture here. And he preached on how God can use broken things. Amen. It was good. It was good. But what I want you to see tonight is God said he takes these treasures and puts it in these earthly vessels. And I got to thinking about this as I was studying and thinking about this today. I got to think about Preacher Carlisle Hannah. 70 years in the field. That was a treasure in an earthen vessel. Amen. Praise God. I started more churches than the Apostle Paul. Preacher Buddy C. said one time, said if God was writing the Bible today, Carlisle Hannah would be in it. That's a big statement, amen. But that is a treasure that you and I have seen. You and I have known. He stood behind this pulpit, amen. I got to think about other people. I got to think about Dennis and Francis Cato. Those were treasures in earthen vessels, amen. Those were people that we could look up to. I got to think about Brother Vernon James. And I got to think about Ronnie and Peggy Casey. People that you just could love and love on them. And I got, you know, Brother Johnny Hughes and Jerry Burr and people that you could just love on. Those were treasures that God gave us in earthen vessels. And if you look around tonight, you'll realize, hey, we got some in this building right now, amen. That's a treasure right there in an earthen vessel. That's a treasure right there in an earthen vessel. You and I got to understand something. God put his Holy Spirit inside of us. It is our job to show the glory of God to a dying world. God uses dirt. And God will use you. And thank God he don't treat us like dirt. Even though that's what we are. I think that song says something to the effect of God reached down, took a handful of ground and placed it in the palm of his hand. Said, I'll take this clay and shape it in the form of a man. And see, God knows you. Dallas, God knows you. He knows me. He knows how weak and how worthless I really am. If I reach down and take a handful of dirt, say, Skip, how much would you pay me for this? That ain't worth nothing, preacher. That ain't worth nothing. But to God, it is. Because that represents you, and that represents me. And God loves us, and thank God, he don't treat us like dirt. Thank God he don't treat us. If I took, and see, Heather worked at a jewelry store, so I don't know. She might could tell the difference between a diamond and a cubic zirconium. She's shaking her head, yeah. I can't tell you that. You give me a diamond, you give me a cubic zirconium, I'd pick the wrong one. Amen? And most of y'all in here would. Yeah. Most of us, we don't know the difference. But God knows the difference. And God knows what you can be. And see, I want to be the real thing. I don't want to be the fake. Amen? I don't want to be the fake. I'm reminded of the story of a... Brother Ralph, you and Miss Alice come back. Y'all come back and sing something. I'm reminded of the story of the scientists that, you know, they said that we can create life now. We've cloned a sheep, and they were talking to God, and they said, you know, we can make life. God said, all right, we'll have a contest. I'll let you build a man, and I'll build a man. They said, okay. They go over there and start raking up some dirt. God said, hold on. Make your own dirt. Amen. You see, my God is in charge of it all. He knows exactly what you're worth tonight. You see, in my mind, I look out and I see a room full of people that I love, and I'm telling you, I think you're worth the world. But you see, I'm just dirt looking at dirt. When we realize there's a holy God that's never known sin, that a little over 6,000 years ago just scooped up some dust in his hand and molded it and went, and it came alive. He's the one watching us. He's the one judging us. He's the one that knows what we're really worth and loves us anyhow. Amen. I love you tonight. Maybe there's something that you need to pray about.